We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting two lines from the bottom with Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Eisvei, and we had a machlokes over here, Rav Yosef and Rabba, if Yish is koina or not. It means if someone steals something and the owner is Yish, are you koina or not? Machlokes Rabba Rav Yosef. Rabba holds Yish is koina. Rav Yosef holds Yish is not koina. Eisvei, Rav Yosef and Rabba. Gozal Chometz, someone stole Chometz, Babel HaPesach. He stole a whole case of very fancy bourbon. He stole it. He has it in his house. Va'avol Pesach, and Pesach went over. Now it's Asa Bahana. It's Chometz Avol Pesach. So now he stole it. This thing is worth $1,000. Oymerle goes back to the guy. He stole from him. Says, "So sorry, I stole it. Hareish Ofanach. Here it is." And this thing is Asa Bahana. It's worthless. So what's the halacha? You're allowed to say that. You're allowed to say Hareish Ofanach. And even though it was a hezek, it's hezek shein nikar. The Gemara brings it right from here in Masechtas Gittin that hezek shein nikar lo shmei hezek. It's not called a hezek because that's you were mazik it. You left it in your house over Pesach, and what you did was you made it also now. But the lachas you can just give it back. Pray to Gemara, v'hai kiven the mati idun nisura. Once it reaches Pesach, v'ad miyayish. The owner is miyayish. He says it's not worthless. It's miyayish. And Pesach is kaino. My omal reishu v'necha. Hekis reishu v'necha. Belongs to you now. Domi mali b'reishu v'necha. You have to pay full cash, regular money. Amalei kika mina ano. When do I say that the yish is koina? Zem is yayish, zem reish aliknos. That's only if this guy's miyayish and the other guy wants to be koina. Hi, zem is yayish, zem reish aliknos. Zokt the Gemara that it's different. Shinui and yish are different. Shinui, if you do a shinui on something, you koina it no matter what. Even if I don't want to be koina it, I made a shinui, I'm koina it. Masheket yish, the ganav is only koina it if he wants to be koina it. Because, like the Achorim say, Yish is not mamish like a hefker. Yish is a right for someone else to be kainet. But when I'm a yayish something, it doesn't leave my rishus. For example, the Nesiva says that if you're a yayish in something, then you find it yourself. Do you take a new kinyan? No, you don't take a new kinyan. It's yours. Yish just gives someone else a right to be kainet. Here, the God doesn't want to be kainet. It's worthless. He doesn't want to be kainet. It's else by no. So here, Avada, Shas Yish was only by Shas Pesach, he says. That's when Yish happened when he told Pesach, he told get it back. The whole Yish happened when Pesach comes, that's when the Yish happens. It's also Bahana. At that time, he doesn't want to be kind of it. He doesn't want to be kind of something that's worthless. So, therefore, that is why I can say, Reish Loch Vanecha. The answer to the Gemara is that Yish is different than Shinu Kaina, and there, if you have to have a mind to be kind of it. That's the difference between Yish and Shinu. Not a Kasha. As Ezvei Abayi L'Rab. It says in the Pasuk regarding karbonos, it says, karbonoi, v'loya gozel. You have to bring a karbon, oil of karbonoi has to be yours and not a stolen one. Hechidami, what is the case where you want to bring a stolen karbon on the Mizbeach? Hechidami, ilayim alefnei yirsh, if it's before yirsh, lomali kra, pshita. If it's before yirsh, like what would be the half of it, you could be right to the karbon, it's pashut, not your thing. Elalav, la'ach yirsh. It must be that we're talking about after Yish. And what does it say? I cannot bring it for a carbon. Why not? If Yish is koina, so why can I bring it for a carbon? It's a kasha on Rabba. Shemam na Yish loy koina.
Why isn't
that
a mile of
hektish? Huh?
Why isn't that a mile of hektish?
What's the mile of hektish?
You can't bring it.
Why not? So you could have said, Hakri velop chasecha, mitzvah babavera. Echanami, all those kashas are true. That could be one of those answers that Tarets that what happened like the kasha on mitzvah babavera or not. But in any case, here Lemaisa, the kash is really that's really a sugi beginning lulav gozel. If yish koina helps for mitzvah baba avera also, because right now it's not avera anymore. Now yishina koina maybe it came through avera. That's the whole shaila. But when we had here, it's mashma that the problem was not yours, and the problem is if yish koina, it is yours. So what's the problem? Why can't you bring it for a carbon? Shmara yish like koina amalei rava v'latameich alfiyu hadatanya. It says in the pasuk that Mishkovoi, that the bed of a Zov, Isha Sheyigam Mishkovoi, Yechabes Begodim, says a Zov touched, lay down on a bed, someone else touched that bed. The loch is that bed makes you Tomei. Now, Mishkovoi Vlei HaGozel, let's say the Zov stole that Mishkov, it can't make it Tomei. So Hechidami, what's the case there that the Zov was making a bed Tomei? Ilem the Gozel Amrov Avdi Mishkov, if the Gazlin, he stole wool and he made a bed and they lay down in it. Of course, you coined it. So, of course, it will make it become a tummy. So, what is the case? Mishkov of Leha Gozel. El Maisel Chameim, right? The Gozel Mishkov de Chavre. You stole your friend's bed. So, that's the case. So, Hachinami, here also by carbon, doesn't mean that you stole an animal and then you made it into a carbon. That's Taka Yish Koine if it was after Yish. But here the case was, Hachinami, the Gozel carbon de Chavre. You stole your friend's carbon. And Rashi has two pshatim, what it means, v'lo yagazel then. Reuben had a carbon, Shimon stole it. Shimon brought it as a carbon. So it's not, Reuben's not yotze the carbon. Because since, there was, even, and it's talking about, let's say, even there's no yish, even there's no yish. But since someone else brought the carbon, someone stole the carbon, it was not reshus of the owner anymore, the first guy's not yotze his carbon. It's one pshat Rashi. The other pshat Rashi is that he stole his friend's carbon, and the friend was miyayish. Still, you are not yotze it because it cannot be not be kainit. Why not? Because whatever it is, it belongs to Hekdesh. It was already a Hekdesh took a carbon. So there's no way you could steal it to make a year's kainit. It doesn't belong to your friend. It belongs to Hekdesh, and therefore, you can't be kainit or to bring for a carbon. So Gemara Teretz was that, let's say the second shot, that you stole a ready-made carbon. That you can't have years on because it belongs to Hekdesh, and even after years, too bad, you can't bring it as a carbon. That's Rashi's second shot. Again, it's a good question. I, in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, and the Tosfos there to handle these shilas. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Eisve, Abai Rav Yosef. Now Abai has a kasha to Rav Yosef. Yosef says Yish is not koine. Abai has a kasha to Rav Yosef like this. We know that when you have kalim, the only time it's mekabel tumah is if it's nigmar. It's a finished thing. It's a keli ready. It's a finished product. Before it's a finished product, it's not mekabel tumah. So you have oirois, which are hides, leather. So there's a lot of different things you can do with leather. You can make it into tablecloth. It's much easier. It's just a piece of leather. You put it on the floor. You sit on it. They used to eat on the floor there a lot. Or you want to make it into a blanket. It's very simple. But you want to make it into a coat. It's a whole job. So it depends what you do with it. So you have your oirois shel baal bayis machshav metamasam. Once they have machshav, you know what? I'm going to use it for tablecloth. That's metama. Even though I didn't do a mice into it, it's metama. Vishal abdon. But if you are a tanner, which means your business is you sell these skins, ain't machshav matamasim. Your machshav is not matamit. Why? Because who knows? The guy who buys might turn into a pair of shoes. You could have saw him using a tablecloth. The guy might buy it, cut it into four, and make four pairs of shoes in it. So therefore, your machshav is not matamit. What about a ganav? So shal ganav machshav matamasim. Why? Because now it's yours, because the owner was a miyayish. But shal gazlin, there the owner is not miyayish. Why? Because he knows who stole it from him. A ganav is hidden. So the difference is Miyayish. A Gazlin, he sees the guy, you know what, I'm going to get it back from him. I'm telling you, I'll get it back from him. Therefore, the Gazlin doesn't own it. His Machshav is not Matamit. So Gazlin Machshav Matamasim. Rav Shimon over the opposite, that a Gazlin, you are Miyayish, and by Ganav, you're not. So Gazlin Machshav Matamasim, because by Gazlin Miyayish, you see this guy is a strong man, he grabbed away from me, I know I'm getting it back. So Ganav, I hope to find him, and I'll get it back. So Ganav Machshav Matamasim. But in any case, everyone agrees to one thing. We go with years. I mean, if the owner was Yish, then you, the Ganav or the Gazlan, whatever you hold, then the Vada Yish is kind of. And therefore, you Machshav Matamasim. I, Rav Yosef, hold Yish, not kind of. Mishmah, we know Yish, kind of. It's a Pella, it's a Kasha on Rav Yosef. So first, a Mishnah that says that you are kind of. These Mishnahs in Kalim Perichavav, one is Mishnah Ches, we'll see Mishnah Zayin in a second. So it says Klar in the Mishnah that Yish is kind of. Rav Yosef can't argue on a Mishnah. Here the case was that one stama machshava. You also cut the corners to make it into a good tablecloth. And if you see the tiny tosfos on the bottom, kagoin, umoyel im hayish. It's not enough of a shina maisa. All you did was snip the corners to make it look like a nice tablecloth, but it wasn't enough of a maisa to change the whole thing. But it's enough with yish to be kind. Rav Yosef will agree. With kitzon and yish to be kind. Maskalo rab barbachanon. We're talking about an itzva, which is a tablecloth that doesn't really need any work to have it to an itzva, because the Mishnah before is to an itzva. Does not need cutting any corners. That's not, we learned to the Mishnah right before this Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin, it says, if it's not missing any malacha, the machshava is matamit. Like we spoke about before, it's nigmar, it's complete. Yes, chasar malacha, if it's missing some malacha, machshava cannot make it into a keli to become tamit. Chutz min itzva. Besides the itzva is a dolbaki, it's called sha'uchalav kein shochan. It's like a table that you don't care about exactly. If you picture, they used to eat on the floor, they had spread on the floor, and you sit down and eat it. They don't care if the corners are not perfect. It makes no difference. It doesn't be so nice. So therefore, itzva does not need any malacha. So what do you see? You can't say we're talking about kunch kitzam, because the Mishnah is talking about a case of like itzva. Itzva doesn't need any malacha. So this was the kasha. Bottom line, we have a kasha now back on Rav Yosef. It says over here that Yish is kinda, Shah was a Ganav is Yish, a Gazan is Yish, but you kinda. And Mar answered, you did a little work on it. The verse says, no, you don't need work. So it's a Kasha of Yosef. So Gemara says, we know Rabbi and Rav Yosef are both Rosh Hashivas. First Rabbi came to Rosh Hashiva, and later on Rav Yosef came to Rosh Hashiva. So it says over here, so Elam Rava, Hai Milsa Koshi Bei Rabba L'Rav Yosef Esav Entar Deshnim. Rabba had his kash to Rav Yosef for 22 years. Lo Yefekeh, he didn't have an answer. Now when Rabba was Nifter, and Rav Yosef came to Rosh Hashiva, he was Zaycha Tatar. So Ad Yosef Rav Yosef Reisha, to Rav Yosef came to Rosh Hashiva, Upirka, and he said Tatar. He says, Shinu Hashem, Kishinu Maisa Dami. Shina Hashem is like Shina Maisa. Shina Maisa, my time, Hashem Mekar Eitz Vashta Kalim. Why Shina Maisa work? Because it starts off being wood, and now it's a Kali, it's a utensil. Shina Hashem Nami, Mekar Karli Mash Chavashta Barzin. So yeah, it says like this. I'll tell you the Teretz. That the reason why, by this tablecloth, this shulchan, this table, made out of ar, it's Achshavam Tamazam after years of it. Why? The reason is, because it's a Shina Hashem. Until now it was a piece of leather. Now with my machshava, I made it into a table. And that's enough to work to make a kinyan. Just like by Eitzim, the hashtag, it started off Eitzim, the Kalim was enough to be a kaina. Shina Hashem also. It started off as a mashcha, a piece of leather. Now it's a barzim, which means a table. That's enough. You see the bottom toisvis. See the bottom toisvis. Shina Hashem kinyamayas. Look, toisvis. Lav shina maisa mamish. Shina maisa luchudei kondi. Kinemuch le'el. But come on. Gavri tovach. The Prophet Shina Maisa Mirikamad Loikani. Aber Shina Hashem, Zaktais, is important words. Shina Hashem, great Loikani, by Yish, or Shina Maisa. Shina Hashem together with Yish. Again, it means with Yish, Rav Yisrael Reis. Shina Hashem with Yish will work. Frey the Gemara, is that true? That Shina Hashem works? Very Marish. Marish is a beam. Dika Shina Hashem, it's a Shina Hashem because it turns from a beam into a roof. The Mikara Kashura starts off as a beam, but Hashat Klol, and now it's a roof. Like Rashi says, Gag, after you put it into the roof, it's a roof now. But Tanan, Ala Morish, Agazel, someone stole a beam, Shibon Ababiri built it into his mansion, Shinoitel Domov. The lach is, he takes money, he only has to pay money. Pay the Konos HaShavim. Because the Konos HaShavim, time to the HaShavim, only feel bad for him to take down his house and give back the beam, we feel bad for him. But if not, we have to give back the beam. What do you mean? It's a Shina Hashem. Halava Chodabaina. You have to give back Ben. What do you mean? It's Shina Hashem, you turn it into a roof. Amar Rav Yosef, Marish Mayalov. The Chiddush is like this, that Marish, then Shamay Alav, it's always considered a beam. The Tanya went in a Braisa. The Braisa says, by the Psukim, when it talks about the third base of Hamikdash in Yecheskel, it says in the Pasuk, V'chaloinim atumais, v'smoirim mipoyim mipoyal kasevus ulam, v'tzalos abayis ha'ubim. What is v'tzalos abayis ha'ubim? Tzalos abayis elam alatim. That's like the frames around the windows. V'ubim elam arishos. Those are the beams. Now, we're talking about the base of Hamikdash is built already, and we're calling the ubim the beams. When it beams, it's built, it's a roof. Teretz is, a beam has a name beam even afterwards. So the Kasha is saying the Kasha is a mistake. You asked me, Kasha, that a beam is changed his name. Didn't change his name. Still called a beam afterwards. If it was not Kasha and Rav Yosef. The Gemara is not a Teretz. That's one Teretz. Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Rav Zeira Oimer, Shinui HaChoizel B'riyosoi B'Shinui HaShem Lo Yavashinui. He says, Shinui, that Choizel B'riyosoi. So Rashi says, Marish on a time with Loi Mekanai B'Shinui HaShem Shem Dechoizel B'riyosohu. Shem Yisosei, if you take down the house, Ha, Kishori Makaro, it's the same beam. Of a barz and mikri mashka. A tablecloth, a table will never be called a piece of leather ever. Once it's a table, it's a table. Mashayinke in a beam is choizel b'riyasa. If you took apart the house because of b'riyasa, therefore it's not real shina hashem, and therefore there won't be koina al shina hashem. That's the answer. So bottom line is basically answering that the tablecloth is al shina hashem, and here it's by a marsh, it's not called a shina hashem.